Guess what time it is? Welcome to the journey. It is your boy, Journeyman Bell, aka Mr. 100, coming to you on podcast. Y'all don't want to miss this show because y'all know at the journey we believe in taking life one step at a time. No review mirrors on this show. I show them land. Switch boy. J-Man, it's 100. Y'all, let's dive into today's topic as we deal with cutting-edge issues that you can only find with the 100. Y'all, let's listen in now to what the journey has to say. Hey, what's going on? It's your boy, Journeyman, aka Mr. 100, coming to you on the thought of commitment to the vision. You know, many times we get a vision in God, and the hardest part of the vision is staying committed to it when it does not seem to appear as though it does, or it seems to fade with time, or it seems to delay in the process. But you know, I'm always reminded of Habakkuk 2:2. It says, write the vision, make it plain upon the tables, and he may run that read it. Said, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, and at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it shall surely come. It will not tarry. You know, there's a lot to really digest in just those couple of scriptures that was just mentioned. But I want everyone to be understood of the fact that it does say write the vision. And many times we become non-committal to what we don't see. And I encourage everyone that in order to see what it is you're trying to accomplish, that you must take note of it, make it an awareness post in your life. You know, driving to work, you see speed limit signs, and now those signs are indications of, hey, you need to slow down, you need to stop, or you need to monitor your gauge of travel based upon the speed that is posted. So if it says 40 miles an hour, they don't suggest you go over it, because now you can run into violation places. And if you've ever been stopped by police, and they said, do you know why I stopped you? And they said, because you were speeding. The signpost back there about a mile or so said it was 40. And first thing you'll say is, oh, I didn't see it. I didn't realize I was going that fast. I didn't realize that this area was at that reduced speed limit. Because why? We did not see what was posted. When you begin to understand direction of things in God, and you know, I can attest to this on just this week of visiting the doctor. Was told to me that I need to kind of start monitoring some things in my health, and of course I didn't want to hear that, of course, but I had to adhere to the instructions that's going to cause a greater discipline, which is what I want to talk about on that committed place to the vision. Is that now that I have received a specific instruction from my doctor, I'm encouraged to start making a template for the things that I digest and the things that I create for myself, or I could quite honestly fall into some other areas that will not be helpful for my longevity here on earth. And the one thing we want to do is we want to create whatever the vision has been given to us. What I want to really help you all understand on today is that they're committed to the vision place where even when you first heard it and now you've making note of it, now we have to understand the process of the visions that God presents to us, whether it's the vision for home, for family, for ourselves, for ministry, for business, or whatever it is, whatever the direction of things that God presents to us. What we have to be aware of is what is written in the place of where we're going. What is the true direction? What is the true concept to what it is? Because I'm gonna be honest, the only way to understand some things is if you actually see it. You're not going to get the fullness of everything that has been given to you by just simply seeing it in your mind. You need a template. You need a map. You need a blueprint to how you're building this vision. You have to have something visual in your mind. You know, building from your mind to nothing is a lot more difficult than if you buy let's say you're gonna build a bike, okay? You're gonna build a bike and it all the pieces are in a box, but they come with instructions, or else, you know, like some of us men, we'll try and figure it out in our own mind by looking at just the picture on the outside. But no, on the inside is full instructions of every single piece from A, how to connect A to B, to how B is connected to ZZ or whatever. And if we would just take the time to read that vision, we could probably assemble that bike a lot quicker. But in essence, in holistic form here, what we're talking about in vision is the commitment place. Is that once the vision is written, then you've got to stay in those lines of commitment, because it says to write it and then make it plain, which also means that it may require a little bit more time to comprehend the fullness of what it is that you've just written down, what it is that you've just made visual to yourself. So just because you heard God say something doesn't mean you have the full instruction of it. Write it down. Get the fullness of what it is that you have written, so that you can what? Run with it. See, if you don't see it, then you can't understand it. Then you can't go in this direction. These are the places where we've lost commitment in, is because we haven't seen where we're going in the church. We haven't seen where we're going in life. We haven't seen the direction we're going in. And every goal that we have in this life does not always mean that this is the final end. Some goals that God sets before us, some visions God gives for us, is to get us to a specific place and destination. Everything that God speaks to us is not to just bring to this end of this vision, but it's a connecting place to the next part of the vision. It's almost like pieces to a puzzle at times, where we find ourselves connecting to places in the vision that require elements, requires longevity, requires a written part, it requires an understanding part, and it requires a mobility part. Okay, so all of this, we're making known these things that have been given to us. And you know, and it says in that letter passage that the vision is yet for an appointed time, which means that, hey, don't overlook the fact that it could take a minute, it could take an hour, it could take a year, it could take 10 years, it could take decades. But just know the vision is for an appointed time when it is God's given vision. See, there's a lot of things that we have vision of, and there's a lot of things that we desire to do in God in our committed places. But God says, but is that predicated upon what I've said? Or are you creating a vision that you believe that I've said? Or have you taken the time to to understand the fullness of the vision that I've given to you. See, we can have personal visions, but when it's God, when it's God-centered, it's God-given vision. And this is the area where we have to really kind of get the full understanding of. Because sometimes those delays could be behind something that God hasn't even spoken, God hadn't even declared, God hadn't even mentioned to us in any shape, form, or fashion. But yet here we are continuing in a place that he hadn't even spoken to. I'm guilty. Go back. Rehearse the vision. And then find those committed places to it. Because that commitment is so important to God. That thing that he has spun out of you. He has initiated in you. He has made contact with you with what he wants you to do. Now becomes so vital and important. Because God says, I would not give you something that's not going to come to pass. I'm not going to speak things into your existence and they're not already existing. God says, I'm not going to do that to you because I want to see the fullness of what it is that I have started. You know, the Bible does say, he that begun a good work in you is able to perform it, to complete it. He's able to do it. But we have our part in the vision that God has placed in our mindset, in our hearts, in our spirits, in our innermost beings. Some call it an intuition. You know, some call it a eureka moment, if you will. But God says that I'm giving you something that's going to be sustainable for the long haul. And though it's for an appointed time, the vision shall begin to speak. It shall begin to give an audible voice to what is that you've already heard. Isn't that something? It's something, some things you hear from God say become a vision that eventually turns into a voice of God. Your vision becomes a visual voice of the spoken things of God. He said, let there be, and then light was. He said, let there be light, and then light was. He said, that, you know, cause the earth and the waters and the firmaments to be shown, and then it was. Because everything that God speaks, it does carry a sound into the visual. God is so amazing and awesome in the things that he's created through our places of commitment. And God says that if you continue to stay in your committed place at the appointed time, the vocal part of your visual will begin to manifest. It will begin to unfold and uncover itself. But we must indeed find the appointed time, place of the things God spoke to our lives. Don't be discouraged in what you see right now. Stay encouraged in the things that you've already seen. For God shall surely bring it to pass if we faint not, if we tarry and wait on the vision to speak for itself. It's your boy, J-Man. Y'all, we're going to talk to you all soon, y'all. Y'all be blessed. And I am the J-Man, and I am out. Well, y'all, that's a wrap on the Journey Podcast. Thank you for tuning in and listening to your boy. And hey, if it's been a blessing to you, it's been helpful to you, it's been insightful to you, y'all, share it with somebody else. Your boy, I ain't even gonna charge you for it. Always want to hear your feedback. Always looking to be 100 in every area. So y'all, with that being said, this your boy, J-Man Bell, a.k.a. Mr. 100, y'all. We'll see you next time on the journey where we believe in taking life one step at a time and stay in the journey.